I'm Rob Cater, dispatch lead for the Northwest Carpenters Union, and I've got grit.
Welcome to another edition of How Does That Work? A special series within the Grit Northwest podcast built to help listeners from the Northwest Carpenters Union better understand the numerous services, benefits, and advantages available to them as union members. In today's episode, we will meet Rob Cater, lead dispatcher for the Regional Council Central Dispatch Department. We'll start our conversation by understanding what the dispatch system is and why this service is so valuable to our members' livelihoods and careers. Next, we'll delve into the MiX 2020 automated dispatch system and how it is used to connect union contractors with skilled labor, regardless of the time of day or geographic proximity. Later, we'll understand why members should keep their skill assessment sheets up to date and the importance of staying current on the dispatch list. We'll then learn the answer to the number one question members have when they call the dispatch department, and we'll end our conversation by hearing where you can go to find out more information about this valuable service. And now, on to the show. Rob Cater, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. Appreciate being here.
Great. Well, thank you for taking your time to be on the show. Rob, I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing more about the MiX 2020 and what the dispatch system is.
Yeah, great, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity. I like to think of it as we have a dispatch department in the council operations at Kent that consists of 8 human being dispatchers. We work Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we're open those hours to service our members and our contractors. And then there's this other component of it where called MiX 2020. And MiX 2020 often gets, you know, synonymous with dispatch. But MiX 2020, that's the system we use to catalog our members based on the work areas they want to be available for work and their skill set. And that's the system we use to keep the out-of-work list organized, as well as put job calls out to members based on their order on the out-of-work list.
So in regards to the skill set, how often does a member have to update that?
I would say they should do it yearly, but they can also do it if they've got some new certification or have expanded their skill set. They can certainly also give us a call in the office, and we can add that, because having a good, robust set of skills is paramount to being available for as many job opportunities as possible.
Sure. And so with 8 dispatchers working basically full-time during the week, it must be a fairly useful resource for our members and the contractors.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of calls, a lot of interaction with our members with any questions, especially when we put out a call out from the employer. We make a recording in the office that goes out to our members. And, you know, we can put that call out based on the information we're getting. But, of course, there might be some questions, and some members have the ability to call our office and speak to the dispatcher running that call to answer any further questions.
So in regards to members' responsibilities to check in with the MiX 2020 system, where does that lay out?
Yeah, so to put themselves on the out-of-work list and to remain on the out-of-work list, members need to call the MiX automated system, and they need to do that every 14 days for check-in. When you first call, it'll tell you that you're checking in on the out-of-work list, and it'll give you a date to call back. That's your renewal date. Now, you don't have to wait to that date to call in. What some members find easy is they just call in weekly. MiX will always give you that 14-day window to call back by. But if you're calling in weekly on one given day of the week, it's just kind of an easier way to remember.
And in regards to like a historical perspective, how did the dispatch system used to work before MiX 2020?
We went council-wide to MiX 2020 in early 2011. Prior to that, most dispatching was run out of each local hall. And that got to be pretty confusing to both our membership and our contractors. Let's say if you were a member and you wanted to work, let's say you're living in Seattle, and you want to be available for work in Tacoma and Everett, you'd have to go up to those halls and check in on their out-of-work list in addition to your home local's out-of-work list. And each local might have different rules, so it got confusing. On the flip side, if you're a contractor and you have a big job and you know that you're probably not going to get your labor needs through just the Seattle local, you're going to have to work with different locals. And that gets confusing too. You don't want to overfill the job when you have three separate entities looking for your labor needs. So the whole idea was to get all dispatch under one umbrella so that it's run by one central dispatch department. And it's based on just work areas and skills and not by local affiliation.
And it sounds like the mixed 2020 system is not only utilized by our regional council, but other councils within the UBC.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year more and more councils are choosing to utilize mixed 2020 because of the efficiencies behind it.
So speaking of efficiencies, do members ever have any challenges connecting with the mixed 2020 or dispatch?
Sometimes. Most of the challenge is like a dropped phone call signal due to cell phone interruption. And if that happens, Mix will count that as a hang up on the system, and it would be a job decline if that was the phone call you were making with Mix, if it was a job opportunity to you. So that's why we have staffers in the office to help out with that. We can respond. We always just recommend giving the office a call, and we can take care of you. Other inquiries would be maybe a member hasn't used Mix 2020 in a while and they've forgotten their PIN number, their 4-digit security PIN number. A simple call to the office, we can get you that information.
So Rob, what's the number one questions members have when they end up having to call dispatch?
Well, definitely, where's the work? The members call us and they want to know where the work is. And a lot of times we don't know what's upcoming in dispatch. We're fulfilling dispatches, but we don't have that foresight into what's upcoming. But what we can provide is I like to provide a list on our website weekly of the dispatches we're processing. I kind of would think of that as the hot jobs list, right? And so if you go to our website, nwcarpenters.org, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll find the dispatch activity report. And it's cataloged by state and then organized by work type and county. So you can really look into that and see what jobs are hiring, in the areas surrounding where you live. And those would be the ones you'd want to go and solicit work.
Has COVID-19 done anything to affect the way our members get dispatched to work?
I wouldn't say the way our members get dispatched for work. I would say that it certainly did have an impact on dispatch, especially those first 3 months. Since then, the reps have been working with the contractors to make sure that they're able to provide as safe as possible workplace for our members. But we did certainly see a drop in the volume of dispatches we do, and starting to see the numbers come back to what would be considered more of a normal year or monthly numbers. But no, those first 3 months certainly affected council-wide, in particular Washington State, which we tend to do a lot of dispatching in Washington State. And what hasn't come back to normal certainly is trade show. Trade show has been just impacted, just a dead stop in trade show work, just because of the nature of that work. So I know that our trade show brothers and sisters are hurting for work. And I know that the reps, Josh Lucas and John Lehman, are working with the trade show members to try to find them alternatives to trade show work.
Rob, this has been a really helpful conversation. Where can members go to find out more about the Mixed 2020 system? Or if they have questions, who do they call?
Yeah, we have a great, a good amount of information on the council website, www.nwcarpenters.org. That's short for Northwest Carpenters. If you go to the members section there, you can find, under Finding Work, you can find good information on dispatch. There's a short video that explains the Mix 2020 process. And there's other tools you'll find useful for looking for work.
Oh, great. Thank you very much for that. I'll make sure to add those hyperlinks to the show notes. Rob, again, it's been really great having you on the show. Thanks for taking your time to be here. Our guest today has been Rob Cater, lead dispatcher for the Council Dispatch Office. To learn more about dispatch or the Mixed 2020 system, please check the show notes. Grit Northwest is a proud member of the Labor Radio Podcast Network. To hear more podcasts on workers' rights, labor issues, and unions, visit laborradionetwork.org. Well, that wraps up this episode of How Does That Work? If you enjoyed the show, please be sure to share it with a friend. And if you're one of the few who have yet to join Grit Nation, please do so now. You have got Grit t-shirts are in and they look awesome. So join today and you too will be in the running for this great looking tee in our monthly drawing. Till next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.